He had no lack. He had no pain. Had no sorrow. Had anything. Now he has pain. Now he has sickness. Now he has poverty. And the main thing, now he's destructible. He's had been separated from God. But the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only what? His begotten son. Why did he do that? God had put all of this, God had made this man like himself. Now he's gone. He said, I can't do that. I can't let him go like that. And here this man raising families, generation after generation, and everyone come one after another. Satan will work in habit on them. God said, I can't let him go like that. He saw a man in his helpless condition. Want to live, but he was dead. Want to prosper, but he was poor. Want to win, but he was a loser. Want to be strong, but yet he was weak. I can't leave him like that. I'm God. My love is too great. I put too much in him to leave him like that. He was created for me, not the devil. I'm not getting any benefit from him. I created him for fellowship. I created him to act like, talk to me. We fellowship. He act like me, do like I do. Walk in authority, walk in his dominion. Create, bring forth. That my beauty, my glory, my power, my goodness can be seen and heard and known and experienced. I can't leave him like that. I can't leave him like that. Hallelujah. There's many hundreds, there's many thousands, there's many hundreds of thousands, there's many millions, there's many billions of people coming from this one man, Adam. I can't leave him like that. He's experiencing pain. He's experiencing lack. He's in confusion. He's dealing with stuff he don't know what to do with. He's in strife. He's trying to be successful, but he's fooling with this killer and the destroyer, and he don't know what to do. Isn't this good? I know what I'll do. I'm God. I know what I'll do. I'm God. I just got to get somebody in the earth to cooperate with me. That's all. I'm God. I'm going to get in a body like he is. He can't come to me. I'm going to go get him and bring him to me. I'm going to get in the body. I'm going to go to him. I'm going to walk with him. I'm going to let him see me. I'm going to be looking like him, but at the same time, it's going to be God inside of this human body. So he didn't look at the angels. He didn't look at over in the angelic section. No, he didn't. He looked in the Godhead. Oh. And when he looked in the Godhead, he said, son, will you do it? That's what I'm here for, daddy. Whatever you need, we're one. Whatever you say, I agree. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to this. He gave his only begotten son. And the son were willing to lay aside all that was dearity, everything that was like God in its fullness, and he was willing to take on a human body and yet remain God, but did not use any of his God-given attributes. He just said, God, you anoint me with your spirit, and I'll be called a prophet of God. The anointing of God came on this man. And the Bible says in John 1:1, in the beginning, what was the Word? The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh and did what? And dwelled among men. What was the... That man, Jesus, is the living Word of God. And so God said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt. He said, I want man to see me, because he can't see me like he is. See, it's darkness, you can't see anything. But I want man to see me, and I'm going to have to go to man like man is and not be like him. But yet in body, I got a body just like him. And I want man to see what I can do and my love for him and humanity. How God did what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth. What did he notice? See, God don't have to be anointed. I'm going to say it again. He does not have to be anointed. He's God. But we, human beings, born again spirits, we have to be anointed. Because we don't have no anointing. Are you in the house? Yes, but God possesses everything he is all the time. And I don't care how much he gives. Listen to me now. I don't care how much he gives out and put on. He never diminished in who he is. He remained full all the time in the overflow fashion. So God said, he sent his word and he healed him. In the beginning was the word with God. And the word was made. What was the word made? Flesh. Other words, the word was wrapped in flesh. And when he wrapped himself in flesh, human being could see him. And they could see what God was like. Jesus said, when you look at me, you're looking at the Father. I'm going to say it again. Jesus said, when you have seen me, Philip, you've seen God. If you want to know what God is like, you want to know what God will do, look at me. Woo, that is a bold statement. So, God didn't want to leave us like we were. So, he came to us in human form. But yet he remained God. Nothing about him diminished. And so he came and he redeemed us. He took on every sin, every evil, every wicked, everything that Satan had made man to become. Isaiah saw it. And he said God had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Is that right?